You're listening to Full Credit to the Boys on Eon Sports Digital Radio in every capital city in Australia. Get the full version wherever you download quality podcasts. This week on Full Credit to the Boys, the Tigers get their grub on, the Dragons fall to a Mitchell Pearce shot on Anzac Day, and we interview the next candidate for our co-hosting role. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB underscore podcast. I'm former legend at former underscore legend. To my right is a man who's had a busier week than a mirror and razor blade seller at the Logies. He's currently dressed in a gorilla suit, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
You can find him on Twitter at Sid Punts, or you can see him in the background of Summer Bay Cafe. Welcome, Sid.
Thank you very much. My mate actually used to be an extra on Home and Away.
Now tell the rest of that story you just told me.
I'm not sure that I can, but we sat there one day partying pretty hard and watched him in the background dancing at Alf and Alce's house. Is that a name?
Yeah, I don't know.
Having a party, and geez, it was funny watching him walk past every 2 seconds.
The irony was that you said he was Milko. Anyway, now, this week,
yes.
I've got to tell you, this is the highlight of my week. I bought a new pillow.
Yes, you bought a new pillow. Congratulations. That's Didn't funny. Know it was such an occasion, but anyway.
Well, I seen something on TV that said you should replace them once a year, and, well, my 19-year-old one, very soggy. Now, it's one of those memory foam ones, this new one.
Oh, look out.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's fine if it's just got a memory, as long as it doesn't learn how to talk, otherwise we might have some issues. Yeah.
I wonder what your pillow would say.
No, not good. Not good. This thing was $100, Sid. $100 for a pillow.
$100 for a pillow?
What's that all about?
You're cracking jokes.
But someone told me that's pretty cheap for a pillow these days. Is that right? What's yours worth?
Well, I'm actually in the market for a new pillow, so I'm a bit upset about these prices that you're discussing.
Well, it looks like you swallowed yours. That's probably...
I've actually got a full body length pillow with a full size Tedesco printed on it.
That's called a blow-up doll. That's not a pillow.
I might have to replace that soon. Don't know what I'm going to get. Maybe a new David Nofaluma.
Somehow I got on the internet and I started looking at what pillows are worth. And it
As
got me,
you do,
got
weirdo.
Me thinking, what is the most expensive pillow in the world?
And what is the most expensive
well,
pillow in the world?
I Googled it.
Yeah.
And there was one here from St. Genevieve, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Now, it can cost you over $2,800.
For a pillow?
For a pillow.
Are you cracking jokes?
No. $2,800.
What do you get for $2,800 from St. Genevieve?
I'm not sure. It's something about Egyptian cotton and something else, but $2,800 this week, that price has been topped.
How?
Well, congratulations to the Bulldog. They just paid $900,000 for a pillow.
Oh, what are your best?
Well, there's the Tigers army booing at Aaron Woods. Oh, they're booing my joke. I'm going to go with the former. Now,
yes.
While we're at it, rest in peace, Happy Days star, Aaron Moran.
Aaron Moran, yes.
Nearly made the mistake that News Limited did, who printed up, rest in peace, Aaron Molan.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Online.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it was Aaron Moran. Moran?
Moran. Aaron Moran.
What was
Joni.
Her? Joni in the show, yes. So rest in peace, Joni. Yeah. She really did jump the shark, Sid.
She did jump the shark. May she rest in peace. Do we have to start every show with such morbid
tales? Well, sadly, it
says,
I was just reading, she died in bed watching TV.
Yeah.
Now, she's got the Foxtel Entertainment package. There's a big chance she was watching Happy Days because that's all it seems to be. We start the news with the big news today that the Tigers have reportedly signed Bulldog Josh Reynolds on a multi-year deal,
yes.
That apparently was worth twice as much as what the Bulldogs had offered the number six, the Grub.
The Grub.
Is that a good move? The Grub and the Greyhound.
It is a great move. I'm actually super excited about this.
Will he go well with Brooks, do you think?
Well, after Brooks' performance this week, anyone with an old head on their shoulders, I think, will be good for Brooks. I think it's a great move.
It'll be an interesting combination, and you know, a little bit of light at the end of a bit of a tunnel there for a while for us all.
Yeah.
Other news, Gareth Widdop signed a new four-year deal with the Dragons, rejecting the picture postcard drawing power of Melbourne winters.
Yes.
Staying on the beaches of, well, I think it's Wollongong he lives.
I honestly thought the West Tigers were a shot of signing Widdop, but I think it's great seeing a club captain staying loyal to his team.
Staying loyal to the dollar. George Burgess had another brain fart this week and has to sit on the sidelines for 4 weeks after a blatant shoulder charge on Brisbane's Anthony Milford.
Yep.
It's the second time in a few weeks that George has pulled out a play from the old dum-dum book.
And, yes.
If I didn't know better, Sid, I'd suggest that he actually doesn't feel like playing right now.
Well, seriously, what's going on? He's gone off the rails. It's just plain stupidity and a bit of a late cheap shot shoulder charge. Like, he was always going to get busted for it. And I don't know, you don't really expect that from a Pommy front rower, do you?
No.
Late, cheap, nasty shots.
Jeez, no, never. Never. Never at all.
Never.
Now, in an effort to tie up the next four wooden spoons, the Knights have revealed the next big name on their recruitment hit list, Sean Kenny-Dowd.
Yeah? Not a fan of this idea?
Nah. You'd be joking, wouldn't you?
Well, what do the Knights do?
Oh, rocks and diamonds, Dowd. I mean, nah. No, that's not a good choice.
Yeah? Anything would be an improvement. They're not really going real well.
I gather that means if he goes to Newcastle, Nova Peris Kneebone's daughter can't head that way.
Okay, let's move on.
The Tigers are also reportedly willing to release Mitch Moses in the next fortnight.
Isn't this interesting?
Reports say if they can secure Tamari Martin immediately from the Panthers, who actually had a nerve problem in his neck during the week.
Okay.
Now, would that be a good deal?
Well, it's very interesting. Both Egan, who's our CEO or whatever he calls himself, and the Greyhound, they were both at the Panthers when they stole Tamari Martin. I love saying that. Off a couple of seasons ago, and now they're going to steal him back.
Mm.
It's an interesting move.
Yeah, I was just going to say to you.
He's a bit rocks and diamonds.
Yeah. Well, where's he going to play next year?
Well, with the grub coming.
The grub. You've got Brooks.
We released Tamari Martin to keep hold of Moses. That was a good move.
Loyalty one of
the recruitment of the Tigers is outstanding.
Ben Matalino, more West Tigers
news.
It's
all just West Tigers news.
He has signed with the Tigers for the next three seasons. Is that a good signing?
This is a great signing. The reports are that the Tigers have snared McQueen and Matalino for around the same price that we were going to spend on Woodsy per year.
Or a pillow.
Or a pillow, as we've established. So I reckon it's great work from the Tigers. People, players are starting to jump on the black, white and gold bus.
Well, the Greyhound driver.
Yep.
He's calling them on.
Love him.
Ricky Stewart, on the other hand, has been offered a contract extension at the Raiders, pushing his contract out until 2032. This is good news.
Oh, it's very well deserved. I was not aware of this. Is this a fact or are you taking the piss?
It's on its way.
Yeah?
It's on its way. So, good, yeah, Ricky will be down south for a little while longer. Hopefully he storms out of a few more press conferences and we get a little bit more gold.
Yeah, we're speaking to him later on, I believe.
In the meantime. How good's that whistle?
Yeah, I got told the whistle is way too loud. I might have to turn that down.
Friday night and the Raiders couldn't overcome the Seagulls. A Jerome Cold going down 20 points to 18. Now, the Raiders might have been the victim of rugby league karma after absolutely hosing Dylan Walker for missing an earlier conversion. The entire team took turns in just giving it to him. And that conversion would have secured the Eagles the game. However, stepping back to line up a penalty goal only minutes later, the team once again stood less than the mandatory 10 metres away and again heckled Walker as he moved in to kick the ball. However, this time, he put it between the sticks.
Well, I love it in sport when karma bites you on the ass. But why didn't the ref intervene and get them back the 10? Like, this is schoolboy stuff.
All I can think is that he was going to give him another shot if he had a miss.
Yeah, well, I actually
wasn't. Which he would have been entitled to.
Yeah, I was actually unaware that you can't sledge and yell stuff at the kicker when he's kicking for goal.
That's right.
I know you have to stand back 10 metres, but the ref just watched him. Is that what he was going to do? Say, well, kick it from in front? How does that work?
All you people born in the 80s and later, Check out what Ray Price used to do when people were trying to kick the goal.
That actually came to mind when I realised that this was a rule. He used to stand there and put them off in different ways.
Hmm. Now, full credit to the boys' very own Nate Miles once again wound back the clock. Something Queenslanders are pretty good at, said winding back the old clock.
Yes.
With another mega game. He ran some metres with the ball. He ran more metres with the ball than he has in the past three seasons and also came up with some big plays that forced Raiders errors at important stages of the game. Now, if the old pick-and-stick rule is alive and well up north, then Nate will be playing in Origin 1.
Yeah, it's good to see the big fella playing well. He's been copping some flack lately.
Yeah, they don't miss him on Twitter, I've got to give you
that. No, but he's a top bloke, as we established here. Full credit to the boys' very own Nate Miles. Mm. It's great to see him hit some form.
Now, it's been about 9 months, but finally, we got Ricky to lose his
shit. How good was this?
At the post-game press conference. Now, for those of you that haven't heard this, old Uncle Former and Arnie Sid went in and we decided to rattle Ricky's cage. And if you haven't heard it, well, have a listen to this. Yeah, Ricky, former legend here, mate, full credit to the boys. Ricky, there is a dead man in the middle of the field. Nothing is around him. There are no footprints of any sort. There is an unopened package next to him. How did he die? I'll give you a hint. As he approached the field, he knew he was going to die.
That's a stupid question, mate.
No, it's not. It's not a stupid question. It's a failed parachute. That's the answer.
Oh, Ricky. Sid Punts here from Full Credit to the Boys. Your mother's brother's only brother-in-law is asleep on your couch. Who is asleep on your couch?
That's a stupid question, mate.
Nah, it's not. The answer is your father.
Yeah, Ricky, a boy is walking down the road with a doctor. While the boy is the doctor's son, the doctor isn't the boy's father. Who is the doctor?
That's a stupid question, mate. It's compulsory for me to come in here, but it's not compulsory for me to have to talk to blokes like you. All right?
Ricky. What? Rick. It was his mum. It was his mum. The doctor. It was his mum, Ricky. It was his mum, Sid.
Yeah, he didn't like us in the press conference. He never likes it when we turn up to press conferences.
It's nearly time for disguises, I think.
We're the only guys that take mics.
The Rabbitohs were robbed blind against the Broncos.
This was disgraceful.
At Renovators Delight, going down 25-24.
They would have been happy with 25-25.
In a game plagued by multiple referrals to the NRL bunker, Madge McGuire lost his shit over a poor video ref decision that ultimately cost the Bunnies the game after a Tautau Moga try. I use that term loosely.
Yes.
Late in the second half. I reckon Madge was as close to bursting into tears as I've ever heard a coach.
It's true.
To be honest, I can't blame him. I mean, referee, I use that term loosely, Ashley Klein made a balls up in referring the clear no try to the bunker without telling them to check whether the ball play was dead after Bronco Anthony Milford tried to get the ball over the line. As it was, amongst the scramble, the ball popped out, Moga scored, and Klein forgot to mention the ball being dead when asking for a bunker adjudication.
Is that why this was ruled a try? Because he forgot to ask them to review that part of it?
That's right. That's like when you said to me that day, are you sleeping with my missus? You didn't say, am I banging her? Never sleep with your missus. I always go.
that's thrown me, but this was an absolutely disgraceful decision. This really gets my goat. The NRL just shoots itself in the foot time and time again. Even the field goal that
time you said, if I slept with your goat, that was true. I did sleep with your goat.
Even that field goal, why couldn't they review that? Apparently the on-field ref said, we've got to check that, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Why are they ruining the
rule.
Game?
It's just a stupid rule. Ashley Klein is a stupid referee too.
Yeah, he's on my shit list.
Even though I much preferred Corey Oates' earlier work with Daryl Hall, his Superman efforts to score two tries.
That's what I was going to say.
Diving one-handed to get the ball over the line were almost as good as Private Eyes or Rich Girl.
Well, Private Eyes, definitely. Or Kiss on my list.
Oh, there's another good one too.
I love that one.
No, nice one.
Yeah.
Now, the Bunnies now host the Seagulls this week, and what is shaping up is almost a must-win game for the boys from Redfern.
Yes.
But no doubt, Dylan Walker would love to be the man to put the first nail in the 2017 South Sydney coffin on Friday night.
He certainly would.
Full credit to the boys.
All right, Saturday night, Sid and the Eels consigned the Penny Panthers to a 2-5 record with an 18-12 victory at Renovators Delight Stadium.
Competition favourites, 2-5.
One time.
Yeah.
Not anymore. After hitting an 18-0 lead in the 55th minute, the Eels put the cue in the rack, but most of the damage is already done by then, Sid.
Yep.
The Panthers' big men barely combined for 100 running metres in the first half. How's that?
Mm.
Indeed, by game's end, Sid, all five of the Eels' starting forwards had run more than 100 metres with the ball.
That's huge.
While the Panthers had just two of their big men crack the century. And those stats are thanks to Mad Dog and Killer down at the former legend Backyard Stats Lab.
They do a good job down there.
Boys, what? I was down there today.
Oh, yeah.
Funny smell down there. Very metallic. Bunsen burners are plenty down there. Now, the return of Bryce Cartwright to the footy field from the scandal pages of the Daily Telegraph probably won't go down in anyone's memory as one of his best performances. He scratched his way around the game and made a few errors, overruling a couple of nice plays with the ball. It was his first full game since round one, and to be honest, it dead set showed.
Yeah, well, he balls it up at the beginning there to give Parra their first try.
Every time he balls it up, he makes it in the newspaper too, by the way.
Yeah, that is very true. What about Gutherson's piss poor AFL kick in his own in goal to
Hoffman?
Wasn't
that the weirdest?
How good was that?
Weirdest display you've ever seen.
Loved it.
Anyone who hasn't seen that, Google that. Just have a look. Strange bit of gear. I love it.
And then they got a penalty. It worked out a treat.
Love Clint Gutherson. He's very friendly on Twitter. Say hello from former legend if you're there. Brad Takarangi, another bloke that's very friendly on Twitter, added to the Eels playmaker injury woes with a shoulder injury in the first half that will see him miss up to 6 weeks.
Yep.
That adds to Bevan French, who will be out for a little while still, meaning Clint Gutherson will stay at fullback and the Eels are likely to blood a rookie this week in the number six.
Well, as we just said, he's doing a good job at fullback with his strange methods. But
he's not textbook.
It explains why Parra are chasing Moses hard.
Yeah.
And the Tigers are looking at doing some deals. If they can release Moses to Parramatta and maybe shore up some tricky players, it'd be good.
Both those teams want some deals. Any get down to the former legend Backyard Stats Lab, there's some deals down there.
We can help them out.
The Cowboys accounted for the Knights at 1,300 eggs, comfortably winning 24 points to 12.
I didn't pick this.
Wasn't a real good game, to be honest. The Knights take on the North Queensland side without their captain, Trent Hodkinson, who was dropped by Nathan Brown for poor form, mainly surrounding his defensive efforts over the last few weeks.
Yep.
And News Limited's Barry Toohey, who gets the good mail from up Newcastle Way, says we mightn't see Hodko in the Knights jersey again.
What a fall from grace for Hodkinson. There's no G in Hodkinson.
Mm.
He's had two wins since joining the Knights. He's gone from winning an Origin series
and in a grand final
to getting benched at the Wooden Spooners.
Unbelievable.
You'd be chasing your manager. And
on the flip side, the Cowboys are learning to win without key players like Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott.
Yes, they are.
With a new breed of young blokes coming through, and they're being educated on the big stage. Kalen Ponga, in particular, played a pretty mature game against his future club.
Yep.
He scored two tries, and I reckon Nathan Brown must have thought it was like watching your future wife strip in front of your mates.
Yeah, do you reckon Nathan Brown's thinking, well, that's going to be a shame when Ponga gets here and I'm not here?
Oh, he'll be there. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But he'll be there with him. Hopefully not Sean Kenny Dowd. What a wow. The Cowboys now go on to face the Eels, and they would fancy their chances as these new combos start to gel across the park. While the Knights get every NRL player's dream of an early Saturday night game at the Gold Coast when they travel up to play the Titans. I've said it before, Sid.
Yes.
There's never been a worse feeling than playing the Gold Coast on a Saturday night knowing if you got your good going out dreams.
You have said that before. You made that
horror,
mistake
horror.
More than once.
Bad decision.
I really thought this was a danger game for the Cowboys, and I was wrong.
Yeah, no, they went good.
Yeah.
Sharks were shocked by a tough Titans side at Southern Cross Bogan Tat Stadium, going down 16 points to 12 in the final game on Saturday night.
Yep.
Jared Hayne returned to footy and immediately returned to some sort of form with a cracking game from the back. He did some spectacular things like stopping a Maloney penalty kick from finding touch. He threw some cutout passes, earning his team some repeat sets. But Neil Henry also praised him for his direction he gives the young team from the back.
Well, that would have been hard for old Neil to say, because apparently he and Hayne don't even talk anymore. You know what gets my goat? Is this the second time I've said gets my goat this episode?
I've heard about this goat, but yeah, go on.
Hayne is on $1 million+ a year. Mm. He's one of the first $1 million players. He's not lived up to the hype on the Gold Coast. He's apparently been disruptive to the team, not even talking to the coach. He has one good game and there's praise from everywhere. He should be doing this every week on $1 million a season.
Yeah, but then again, so should Daly Cherry Evans and the like. So, look, I'm not going to write him off.
You're sticking up for him.
Yeah, I am.
Wow. I don't even know you anymore. It's like when I talk AFL. Who are you?
He has a fair bit of ability, and like I said, I watched him the other night. He did some great things for a bloke on his first week back.
Sure.
Now, the Sharks, on the other hand, are struggling at their home ground of all places, Southern Cross Bogentat Stadium. They have a record there now for this year of 1 win and 3 losses.
Yeah.
Now, considering that most Sharks fans shed tears any time they cross the Captain Cook Bridge because they just don't like to travel.
No.
It might be a bad season for Sharks fans who want to go and watch their team every second week.
Well, this always happens once you win the comp, teams lift. But last year, they won 11 out of 12 at Shark Park, or Southern Cross Bogentat Stadium. So it is a bit of a worry, and not sure where they're playing this week, but they're going to lose again because they're meeting the Tigers.
Now, thanks to Knuckles and Rock down at the former Legends Backyard Stats Lab.
There's a lot of blokes down at this Stats Lab.
Mate, it's getting big down there. Don't worry about that. 24-hour shifts down there these days. The Titans made 60 more tackles than the Sharkies. But if you look at the stats, the Sharks were their own worst enemy with a whopping 38 missed tackles, very un-Sharks-like, and 10 errors, which made their night a pretty long one.
Good.
Sunday, and the Tigers accounted for a disconsolate-looking Bulldog.
Disconsolate?
Yeah, that's right. Disconsolate. I've been doing crosswords since. Have you? What? Unbelievable.
Ever since we did that Ricky press conference.
Maybe listeners can pick out
I got which you on board to the crosswords?
Every week I'm going to use a special word that I've learnt from crosswords, and this week is disconsolate.
Disconsolate.
Disconsolate-looking like Bulldogs at Renovators Delight, 18 points to 12. Now, there's a suggestion that this game was a handing over of the NRL shit baton. As the Tigers emerge from dealing with a tough week where a couple of their stars have signed to go elsewhere, whilst the brown spotlight is now firmly on the Dogs team, who need to release numerous players to fit new signings Foran and Woods under the NRL's mysterious salary cap. Now, apparently there is already some unrest as players like Mbai,
you love
Reynolds,
saying Mbai.
Mbai.
Bye.
I love that song from Hanson. Reynolds, Graham and Eastwood all have been shopped around, some of them privately without the players' knowledge.
Yeah, even the Morris brothers. There's whispers about all of them. I think they'll all be nervous. I've heard that James Graham, even though he's a club captain, somebody said it the other day on some radio show, if somebody offered James Graham a 3-year deal, he's under contract next year, but the Dogs would be like, take him.
Really?
Which is a big call.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of Greg Eastwood, he might have already secured the Dumbest Dirt Award for 2017 after his absolute brain-turd decision to kick on the third tackle late in the second half with the game in the balance.
Fantastic decision for me.
I mean, I cheered, stood up as one. He'd only just returned to the field from a HIA, and some had suggested that he may have been concussed.
That is true. They did say that.
But anyone who's watched this bloke for more than a handful of games would now know that Eastwood is just a frustrated halfback in rare man's body.
So I actually put my footy card photo up on Twitter the other day, and someone compared me to having the build of Eastwood and the kicking game. Thanks for that.
Didn't call you Ram Man.
he's dead set winner of the Dumb as Dirt Award for 2017. Yeah. We're taking no further nominations.
Tell you what, he's
third made tackle.
He's $1.10 and coming in
and kicked it into Tedesco's hands.
You know,
that's a great decision.
Where will I kick it? Oh, one of the best ball returners
in
the game.
Let's kick it to Disco in broken play. Great idea.
I'll tell you what, the halfback looked extremely excited about his kick through the field. He was very ecstatic. Now, whilst Aaron Woods stood up and showed everyone that he is a Tiger through and through until September, with 216 metres, 26 tackles and a handful of nice offloads, Luke Brooks' return also showed that the best might be to come from him.
Absolutely.
As he returned with a strong game. Now, I got to ask you this.
Hit me.
Ivan Cleary, what chance of him improving Brooks as some sort of guiding mentor? I mean, his other mentor at the time was Jason Taylor. We know he was a very ordinary halfback at best.
He was a good halfback. Don't pick on the scarecrow.
Now, but the Greyhound, he'll improve Brooks notably, surely.
Well, in a word, yes. You could see from the beginning of this game that Brooks was told by the Greyhound, I'm assuming, to get involved, run the team, get his kicking game on, and he did it. He did an outstanding job. He did some things.
Did he end up that sentence with, like my boy Nathan, just every now and then, just to remind him?
Well, who? I wonder if that's what he says. Be like my boy Nathan. But he did some great things to close out this game, something that Moses did not do last week. It was fantastic to see. I know that last try was a little lucky with a deflection.
It'll do.
It was unreal. And you know what else I took from this game? I was about 14 beers deep and running amok in the studio. I took a hangover out of this game. But I haven't seen, all under the Jason Taylor regime, I very rarely see Moses passing to Brooks or vice versa. They're always left and right hand side, and he's got them running around and being like halves and five eighths should be. It was good to see.
I'll tell you something now.
And in that clutch play, for example, Moses went for the field goal and offloaded it to Brooks, and there were more options instead of setting both sides of the field, which is great to see.
I reckon already this year I've seen more 6-7 and 7-6 passing from every team than I have in the previous maybe 3 or 4 years. There's been some sort of change of attitude in the way attack is getting done.
I think it's fantastic. We certainly haven't done it the last 2 years.
All right, Tuesday. We had Monday off. We go to Tuesday. The Roosters kicked a field goal in Golden Point to beat the Dragons at Chai Latte on Goat's Milk Stadium, 13 points to 12. Now, there was a crowd of over 40,000 at Chai Latte on Goat's Milk Stadium, Sid. And can I say to a man, woman and child, they paid the utmost respect to the Anzac ceremony and they should be congratulated, along with the NRL, for a wonderful occasion that showed enormous respect to all current and former servicemen and women along and long. May the tradition continue.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. It's a fantastic tradition, and the Roosters-Dragons game.
And their fans were fantastic. Let's not forget that. A couple of years ago, there were a number of imbeciles yelling out, screaming and carrying on. But this year, and the AFL for that matter as well, it was just brilliant. I mean, the quieter it is, the better it is.
But even the two teams, they seem to deliver on this game every year. It's always a cracking game. Yeah.
Mitchell Pearce proved most people wrong, including a lot of Roosters fans, when he kicked a sweet 30-metre field goal in Golden Point to ice the game. Not known for his clutch plays, Pearce went looking for the ball like all good playmakers should and kicked the field goal, and in turn probably cemented his spot in Origin, especially if you heard Sturlow in the commentary gushing all over him.
Well, after last week's...
How good of a word, gushing.
Gushing. You're throwing in a few good words tonight. after last week's gem of a headline that we mentioned... Bird flies the coop.
Brilliant.
It was outstanding to see the Telegraph today have the headline, Piece of Pearce.
Oh, that's good.
How good was that?
That's good.
Yeah.
If Pearce's field goal was the surprise play of the day, it won by a short half head to Josh Dugan, slotting a conversion from wide out to get the game into Golden Point in the first place. After Gareth Widdop was out injured, it was left to Dugan to convert a Nenny McDonald. Once again, Nenny McDonald, how good in her hair Saturday. A Nenny McDonald try. And his kick couldn't have come sweeter as it slotted straight over the black dot, Sid.
Well, I was actually on stage playing a gig at Randwick Golf Club when this happened.
A lot of the big bands have been there.
Yes. We had just finished a song and the pub absolutely erupted as we've played that final chord. And I looked around on the big screen. It was Dugan slotting that sideline conversion. It wasn't our efforts.
Now, the other game on Anzac Day, the Storm were simply too good for the Warriors at Ronda and Contort, winning 20 points to 14. Now, while they didn't get the win, the Warriors are starting to show further good sides since Kieran Foran began playing. His combination with Sean Johnson has created a dynamic halves pairing. Again, 6 passing 7, 7 passing 6. A fair bit happens that way.
Yep.
And they probably would have beat any other side in the comp on Tuesday except for the Storm. As Origin period is due to commence, Sid, steer clear of backing against the Kiwi team over the next couple of months.
Oh, I totally agree with that. They put up a good fight, but the Storm were just too good. That's why they're top of the ladder, I guess.
Warriors centre David Fusatua had a game to remember. Thanks to Axe and Ferret down at the former legend Backyard Stats Lab, Fusatua had 154 running metres from 15 carries and two line breaks. He scored two tries off some beautiful sweeping movements, Sid, towards the left Storm defence.
Yeah, well, I didn't see much of this game because I was playing dodgy Angels covers at this time.
Well, with that in mind. Speaking of dodgy, Gareth Widdop is out with a possible dodgy long stint on the sidelines and an ACL injury.
Do you think this means the St. George bubble is going to burst?
Oh, look, yep. and in other news for the Eels, Brad Takarangi is out with a PCL injury with possible a 6-week break coming up for him.
Yeah, I don't even know what a PCL injury, but it sounds
painful.
What it is,
cruciate
it,
ligament.
Yeah, is that what it stands for?
Johnson, the stepper! For the heavyweight championship of the world!
This is a famous victory. It's going to be Australia too.
Sports News.
AFL and the Battle of the Bridge saw the Sydney Swans lose their game from five attempts in 2017 as the GWS Giants smashed them by 7 goals. Sid, what do you got for this?
Well, now it is panic stations for the Swans. They kicked 4 goals in 5 minutes to be up 24-1, and that's when I tuned out and they got smashed.
Tennis. In a week where we celebrate Australian pride and a history of heroic acts of courage and bravery in our country's long history of war, we were further rewarded as a nation when serial P-Hart Bernard Tomic declared himself unavailable for Australia's Davis Cup team for the foreseeable future.
Oh,
this is just a great,
what's
great
his
news
excuse?
Story. P-Hart.
Yeah? Doesn't want to do it?
Golf. Tiger Woods will also be on the sidelines for another 6 months after he has gone back for some more surgery in a desperate bid to return to his glory days where he was potting 4 or 5 porn stars a night.
Yeah, well, no wonder. He's got Shagger's back. More back surgery for Tiger.
I'd say so. Now, this is my favourite story.
He's earned it.
Favourite story of the week coming up. NBA. The San Antonio Spurs hold a 3-2 advantage in their playoff series with the Memphis Grizzlies, with neither side being able to win in opposition territory. But despite the Spurs struggling in Tennessee, San Antonio coach Greg Popovich was apparently in a giving mood. According to a post on Reddit, Popovich reportedly left a $5,000 tip at diner McEwen's. The bill came to $815. He paid $5,815.
On purpose?
On purpose.
Good on him.
Yeah. Popovich.
Yeah.
Probably a joke there. I just can't think of it.
Probably should have workshopped that, shouldn't we? Anyway, let's move on.
Full credit to the boys.
Well, it's time for this.
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. No message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Grab a mirror time, Sid, and let me start. Ooh, I'm gonna open the batting here today.
Go for it.
Grab a mirror, UK politician Gisella Allen.
Never heard of him or her.
Her.
Okay.
I'll read this direct quote. According to the Scottish Sunday Herald, when 84-year-old Ms. Allen was asked to set out her policies, she called for castration for violent criminals,
yeah,
withholding some treatments from the elderly, and bringing back the guillotine. Okay, Sid, so she's pretty much One Nation ready.
Gisella Allen is on fire.
But she's hardly anything different from the Hitler Youth Group or the Young Liberals. So, but this is where Ms. Allen gets interesting. It's her views on homosexuality that has raised some eyebrows.
Oh, here we go. This is going to get kicked off radio.
Strap yourself in.
Okay.
I'll quote again. In an attempt to strike an analogy as to why she believed gay people should keep their sexuality to themselves, Ms. Allen delved rather too deeply into her love for the King of the Jungle. "I am not anti-gay," she said, But how can you call that a community? Sex life is everybody's private affair. You do not come out and declare it openly, she told the Sunday Herald. Do you think I'm going all over the city saying my idea of a sexually attractive creature is a gorilla? When I go to a zoo and see a gorilla, my hormones go absolutely crazy. I find gorillas very attractive.
Wow.
All righty then, Sid.
I love it when people say, don't quote me, but you know that but is going to completely ignore the first part of that sentence.
She loves the old...
I don't hate gays, but...
I love the gorillas, she says. I mean, how does she go when King Kong was playing? That's her idea of a peep show. Well, she loves gorillas. I'll tell you something now, Sid. Unless you start shaving your chest, you might want to steer clear of Gisella Allen because it wouldn't take much mood lighting right now to mistake you for King of the Jungle.
You've got me there. Good call.
Do you want to have a crack?
I'll have a crack.
All right.
Grab a mirror, Mark Gasnier.
Oh, easy target. Soft target here.
Yeah, but maybe not the way you think. Mark Gasnier was asked on Fox this week, who were the bigger cheats in rugby league history? Melbourne and their salary cap breach, or Cronulla and their peptides breach?
Right.
Gaz said, if you're going to cheat, take the money, not the steroids. And Cronulla and media people have blown up deluxe. They're saying they went on steroids, blah, blah, blah. Gaz should apologise, blah, blah, blah. I think it's fantastic that ex-players aren't too scared to say what they think, especially as it's directed towards the drug-cheating sharks. Shandor Earl, is that how you say his name?
Shandor
Earl got 3 years ban for his part in the Sharks scandal, and other players got 3 weeks, and this blew up a treat. It's a joke. Grab a mirror, Gasnier, you magnificent bastard. I love it when players call it how it is.
Let me just jump on this.
Go on.
Mark Gasnier.
Yes.
Is a very easy, soft target for people like me.
Yes.
And for him to come out and say that Cronulla are a worse case of cheating because of drug cheating than Melbourne's salary cap cheating is the biggest piece of excellence I've ever heard in my life. And I love you, Mark Gasnier.
Isn't it great?
Well played, son.
The irony.
Gasnier, you're back. You're back in my good books.
You're back, brother. We'll be happy to have you on the show.
Okay, let's hear from the floor here, Sid. Here's our top 10 on the FCTTB podcast on iTunes and other places where you get podcasts, or the top 3 on Eon Sports Digital Radio.
Hit me.
10.
Fat, hairy, lazy, Sid.
I love fat, hairy, lazy.
He said, grab a mirror, me, as in him, for heading to picturesque Penrith for a family holiday. Hashtag foot of the mountains. Hashtag bogans will bogan.
That's where he went for a holiday?
Well,
where's he from? Europe?
Mount Druitt.
9.
Adam Logan, Ben Pugsley wrote, grab a mirror, test selectors. Merrin, Woods, Ferguson, all going like busted asses. Tal Malolo will Woods his bitch all night. I don't know what that actual bit's
It's probably an autocorrect fail there, but I take your point, whatever it was.
8.
Thundertown 80, said.
Who?
He's back.
Are you kidding me?
And he said, straight up, grab a mirror, Phil Gould. Have you seen his face? He certainly hasn't and desperately needs to. Hashtag grab a mirror. Hashtag plastic surgery required.
You know what my mate calls Phil Gould?
What?
The albino puff face.
7.
Shaywom. Oh, new star. He signed an autograph, apparently, at his workplace.
Yes.
He said, grab a mirror, pricks that treat Anzac Day like a party. Anyone who doesn't know the difference between a bugle and a trumpet and dickhats who yell out during moments of silence.
I totally agree with the moments of silence.
Nothing wrong with treating it like a party, bud, is there?
No, nothing wrong with being at Randwick RSL yesterday and carrying on like dickhats. It was great.
6.
Grab a mirror, Raiders players, says Josh Williams 71. Instead of abusing Walker when kicking at goal, they should shit in their hands and throw it at him. That might help.
I don't think there's... We discussed this earlier, that you're not allowed to yell at players kicking for goal, but correct. I don't think it's in the rules of the game that you can take a dump in your hand and throw it at them.
I mean, that and stabbing an Oztag is still fine. So
exactly. There's a line, people.
It's a beautiful game.
I'm happy that you draw it there.
Five.
Ernie Oz says, grab a mirror and Mark Gasnier's English teacher for not teaching him the difference between them and those and how to use the words in the sentence properly.
Yeah, I won't have them blokes.
Won't have you bagging Mark Gasnier ever again, Gavin.
Gaz is on fire.
Ernie Oz.
As established earlier.
Four.
Sebo_G says, grab a mirror of the tradies who were working on a new home down the road yesterday. It's Anzac Day, you dick smokers. Case closed. Now, Sebo, just for future reference, dick smokers. If you had said dick hat, probably would have got you into the top three.
Every time you say dick hat, we get 8 cents. We've trademarked that.
Before we head into the top three, Sid, have you got another one?
I certainly do. You know I do.
Go.
Grab a mirror, Gordon Tallis.
Oh, first Gaz, now Gordy.
Yep. I'm picking on the Fox Sports people this week.
Our next guest won't be very happy with you.
Gordon Tallis wrote a column this week absolutely pasting Aaron Woods. Mm. Tallis wrote, well, someone probably wrote it for him. He probably handed it to the editors in crayon. But he said, through his editors, that Aaron Woods should not be whinging that he has to carry the West Tigers. He's moving on because he's carried the West Tigers for too long. Tallis said he's the captain and that's his job. And I could not agree more. I think it's fantastic that ex-players aren't too scared to say what they think, especially as it's directed towards the turncoat that pillow. Is Aaron Woods.
Pillow.
The pillow. The pillow, as we call him here. Grab a mirror, Gordon Tallis, you magnificent bastard.
I'll have a crack.
Have a crack.
Grab a mirror, Darwin Night Spot, Monsoons.
I've been to Monsoons. I played a gig there once.
Who had a promotion that was described as incredibly inappropriate by the Darwin RSL. Monsoons were promoting an Anzac Day wet t-shirt competition with a prize of $1,000 up for grabs.
They have very low standards up in the NT. What have they done?
That money now will be donated to veterans charity Soldier On after the Darwin RSL shit-canned them for saying that wet t-shirt competition on Anzac Day isn't the right thing.
Why?
So grab a mirror, Monsoons, because everyone knows that wet t-shirt competitions are strictly reserved for Mother's Day and International Women's Day.
Three.
Grab a mirror, says Ron DeParadise. Me, literally. I shaved my balls for the first time and I wish I had grabbed a mirror. Hashtag midlife crisis. Hashtag chicken breast. Hashtag smooth.
I have nothing to add to that.
Two.
Dubstan wrote, grab a mirror me for wearing the full credit to the boys shirt to the RSL on Anzac Day. Cougars are drawn to it like moths to a light.
Yes, they are indeed. I love the top three.
Oh, and finally.
Are we on to number one?
One.
Claudster 69 said, grab a mirror, old retired guy serving me at Bunnings on Sunday. Short so tight you could see his landing gear. Hashtag coming into land. Hashtag meeting two veg. Hashtag hanging to the left.
There's nothing better than on a Sunday morning going to get a Bunnings sausage. But they also serve it out the front and not aisle 9 at that Bunnings.
I reckon I know which Bunnings sausage smells better.
A There's so much wrong with this segment, but there's so much right with this segment. Anyway,
let's pull it up.
Let's move on.
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. No message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Make a change.
I love that last grab a mirror because I know you quite well, and if there's only one other thing you love more than rugby league, it's a Bunnings sausage, and that kind of got to you that one, didn't it?
I love a ball bag joke too. I got the last two over the line. Oh, I love the creditors. God love you.
Yeah, God love you all.
Full credit to the boys.
All right, well, let's get this next person on the line, Sid. She heard that there was a position vacant after we lost one of our co-hosts.
Yes.
She sent me a message, get me on the line. She said, I want to apply for a job. I've got 3 hours spare each week.
And that's, she doesn't have enough on.
Including sleep. And with no further ado, welcome back, Yvonne Sampson, to Full Credit to the Boys.
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm very nervous. This is my first job interview.
First thing, what makes you the best person for the job?
I'm terrific on the schooners. And
you're in already. You're in.
We're going to kill it from there.
Don't ruin it.
Well, Vonnie, the last time we spoke to you was the grand final, the Golden Sock Show last year. And back then you were working with Channel 9, but since then you've made the switch over to Fox. And, well, as you know, Vonnie, we're not into catching people out or making headlines, so we'll just ask this one question. Who's the biggest knob nut at Channel 9?
Oh, just the one? it's funny, like, I absolutely loved everyone that I worked with at 9. Like, they were like my little funny farm. Of Joey and, you know, my weekly Fred ache that I get.
Yep.
And Gus with his, you know, you're not sure if he's happy Gus or sad Gus. And, you know, Sturlo leaving the game 10 minutes early so he doesn't get caught in the car park. you know, all those terrific, wonderful memories.
Ray refusing to fly.
That's true. That's an actual true yarn. He actually... You know, it was raining pretty heavily in Sydney a few weeks ago. It was a Bulldogs game at ANZ. He rang up and said he can't do it because it's raining. It's not like he is aware that he doesn't have to call from the sideline. Like, there's a commentary box.
Frank Hyde.
He's not outside. Bizarre. Yes, I do miss Raz's ailments.
Well, you've successfully avoided that question.
No, you don't want to dish any dirt.
And how's it going at Fox?
Oh, it's so good. It's like the land of milk and honey, and I love spending Rupert's cash. It's amazing. So they put so much into this 24-hour rugby league channel, and it's just like Christmas for a footy fan. And they've got so many young people involved who are really into the game. So it's a really positive culture. And, there's a lot of laughing, I have to say. That's a big difference. There's lots of YouTubing and lolling and memeing and all that sort of stuff. And
sounds like us today, even the to
players.
Be honest.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like just an average day for you guys.
No idea is a bad idea.
Hey, Vonnie... Like you got onto us. You wanted this job, but we also got onto you. Can you get us cheap Fox?
Yes, I can.
Do you get
yes,
staff discount?
Surely there's a perk in it for us. There's a drink somewhere.
Yes. Well, there's jobs for everyone. It's hey, have you ever watched a game of rugby league? Come on board. You can be a producer on the Professor's Second Year Syndrome.
You got to get really those boys on our show.
Yeah, we're trying to get hold of Finchie. I know Vonnie's been working hard behind the scenes.
Yes, this is true.
Clearly, Finchie's not the sharpest tool.
Finchie's a reprobate, and he doesn't understand phones because he's had so many burner phones in the past. So he's not real flash on the phone. But I've had a chat to him, and he's going to come on. He's very excited. He now understands that he has to call you, not the other way. Yeah.
Now, Listen, let's talk a little bit of league. Gus came out on the weekend and said that women aren't at the footy to watch it. They're there to talk about things. Fonny, as a woman, what are you there to talk about?
Well, I have to talk about the footy. If I start talking about other things, I'll lose my job.
We actually saw you on the hill at the cricket. You weren't talking about cricket.
No, well, to be fair, I wasn't talking about footy either, so you got me there. Yep. the cricket on the hill, far out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What are we up to? What do you reckon? I think it's like 8 million views on YouTube now. No, that's not a lie. I think that's true.
I'll tell you something. Lenny's gone on to bigger and better things. Wow.
It's funny. People still say, oh, how's Chris Lynn? I'm like, how should I know? I never met him. We never dated. Just because the internet says that, it's wrong.
It might not help because we put up a video with subtitles and wow.
Is that why I'm getting calls at 3 a.m. from Nigeria now?
lobster tube, Yvonne. It's a sensational side.
The old red tube. Very good.
We'll have a really quick talk about footy because apparently that's what we do. Well, but anyway.
Not often.
Who's the disappointments of the year so far, Yvonne?
Oh, can we just say West Tigers?
I was hoping you wouldn't.
Why would you do that? Fair dinkum.
What's happening? They're so much better than that. I live in Balmain, and my dad grew up in Balmain, and we supported Balmain before the Broncos started up in 88. So,
well, I followed West my whole life, and we're not better than that.
Well, not your half, anyway.
What about Penrith are a bit...
Can't we pick on Penrith?
What about that?
Yeah, Penrith. Well, they've forgotten how to score tries. They're hugely disappointing.
And tackle, Vonnie. And tackle.
And tackling, exactly. Yeah. And look, they had that whole nasty extortion, abortion scenario that was all played out fascinatingly on social media, thanks to Bryce Cartwright's poor decision with women.
Coincidentally, extortion, abortion is Eminem's new rap single. So.
I don't know. I think Panthers will probably, hopefully, start clicking along. You know how Anthony Griffin's like super monotone and doesn't really show much. Like he's almost like a cyborg.
Yep.
He absolutely does his nana. Like everyone talks about Dez losing it or Ricky losing it or Bellyache losing it. I've heard Hook give some of the most unbelievable sprays that just tears paint off the walls. I was standing outside their new academy, and he comes across as this lovely, sort of regional Queensland bloke, which he is, but he has a go button, and when he pushes it, everyone at the foot of the mountains knows about it. So those boys would be absolutely copping it at the moment for the way they're playing.
Well, that's all well and good, but when your message is delivered like, listen, you fucking idiots, I'm going to fucking kill you, fucking tart tackle, and start scoring some fucking tries.
That's how I think it would sound.
It's not like serial killer quietness. No. It's not like raging, chainsaw massacre style. It's crazy.
Origin, Vonnie, before we hit porn star or athlete, and you're going to try and beat Adam Gilchrist, top scorer of 12 at the moment. Origin. How much are New South Wales going to win by? Are we 3-0 or are we going to win 2-1?
I'll tell you a story, and no one's picked up on this. Is an exclusive for you guys.
Oh,
no one's picked up on this yet. I was talking to Laurie Daly, and he has, at the start of the year, he put a lot of his leadership group, so Aaron Wood, Josh Jackson, Matt Moylan, and a few other clowns, in charge, like in contact with industry leaders, and by that I mean business leaders. So Barry O'Farrell.
Eddie Hayson.
Yeah, well, he was busy with Kieran, so he was already taken. But Stuart Ayres, you know, the Minister for Everything. He's got Matt Moylan.
No, I don't know him.
No.
I know Peter Boris Kogulisiation.
Peter Vallandy's the head of Racing New South Wales.
Yes, I know him.
Yeah, so they're apparently the players are supposed to call these guys and go, oh, so what are you doing? And, like, get information and leadership inspiration off these these men who run, you know, huge companies and they're at the top of their game. So I don't know. Like, look, my point was, and I understand now that I've said it out loud, it's such a boring story. No wonder anyone's broken it. my point was
that they all got some Grange Hermitage off Barry O'Farrell.
I just can't imagine Aaron Woods on the blower to Boff.
No. That's a genius idea from Laurie. That's going to get us across the line finally.
Finger on the pulse, Laurie Daly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but they're trying. New South Wales are trying. That's my point. And they're trying different things. They're trying things outside of rugby league. So, I mean,
I think we should probably just stick to trying things rugby league. That's what's killing us.
Enough of this serious bullshit.
Yeah, let's get on with it.
Is it a porn star? Or is it an athlete?
Yeah.
Is it a porn star? Or is it an athlete?
Yeah.
Right, strap yourself in, Vonnie. Porn star or athlete, you have 12 to beat Adam Gilchrist, who was, let me tell you, played very competitively.
He was ultra competitive,
took
wasn't
it seriously, he? And then said, I better not get beaten. So
so he's done a lot of research.
Well, he knew more porn than sport. But anyway, we'll look into that later. All right. Let's start off. Number one. Is this a porn star or an athlete, Vonnie? It's a very simple game. Dave Hardman.
What is his name?
Dave Hardman.
Oh, athlete.
Dave Hardman won an AVN 2002 award for most outrageous sex scene in Babysitter 5.
No!
Fail.
Chubby Cox.
Chubby Cox.
Sounds better when you say it, I've got to be honest.
I'm going to start charging you per minute in a minute. Chubby Cox is a athlete.
I tell you what we're going to do with these sound bites. Chubby Cox was an NBA basketballer for the Philadelphia Kings.
Well done.
Yes.
Rusty Kuntz.
And spelling on Kunt.
Yeah.
K with a K. K-U-N-T-Z.
That sounds German. I reckon that is an athlete.
Former outfielder for the Twins in the Major League Baseball.
Well done.
Yes.
Norman Conquest.
Oh, my God. Norman Conquest.
It is much better when she says it.
Especially if you say it in your news voice, you know, at the start of a bulletin, and they go, but first tonight, Norman Conquest has been arrested.
Can I tell you, can I tell you, we wouldn't be able to all wear white while ever you were saying that.
Norman Conquest is a porn star.
Former Aussie soccer goalie.
Oh, what?
Here's a duo, Seth Gamble and Dimitri Long.
I think they're famous. I don't know how to say it. I think they're porn stars.
They're the same bloke. They are the best actor in Grease Triple X.
Yes.
Well done.
Is that a win?
Yes, that's a win. You're on three.
You're on three.
You're killing it, actually.
Johnny Mustache.
Oh, yes. He was Marty Bella's best mate.
You're a bit of a Marty Bella fan, I've seen on Twitter.
I love Marty Bella so much. I actually cried when he played the ball the wrong way. I think as a little girl in Queensland, I cried.
A few Bulldogs fans cried when he dropped the kickoff in the grand final too.
Yes, another outstanding Bella moment. Who are we talking about?
I can't remember. Johnny Mustache.
Johnny Mustache. That sounds like some sort of American, middle America Bible bashing baseball player.
Well, I'll give you sports because he's a Seychelles soccer captain. You are clearly...
You are killing this.
Alexis, Alexis Texas.
Oh, that has to be porn.
She won an award for best group sex scene in Butt Woman versus Slut Woman.
I'm flying.
You are.
Disturbingly, which...
it is very disturbing.
Tiger Tyson.
What was that one?
Tiger Tyson.
He sounds like a boxer.
He's a gay porn star. Destiny Hooker.
That sounds too pornographic for anything really. So she must be a sports person.
She's the USA ladies volleyball captain. Well done.
Well done.
Here we go. These are my three favourites. Dick Paradise.
Oh my God, Dick Paradise, Richard Paradise.
Sure, if you want. Dick to his friends.
He plays golf, I think.
No, he plays ice hockey. So all right,
yeah, we'll give you that.
Yes.
All right, so you've got past Dick Paradise. Dick Felt.
Is Felt with a P H or an F?
F.
F. Oh, Dick Felt. Sports person.
Boston Patriots.
Wow, you're killing this.
Ring Gilly. Johnny Dickshot.
I'm going to go porn.
Former baseballer for the Pirates.
Oh.
Michael Soldier.
Oh, goodness. How is Soldier pornographic, though?
Well, you tell me.
You're the expert. You're on eight.
Johnny Soldier. Yeah, that sounds like some sort of masculine something in the woods. I'm going to go porn.
Well, masculine. Gay porn. Best actor for A Porn Star Is Born. Well done.
Well done.
Very good.
Virginia Thrasher.
That also sounds very porn. I'm going to go porn.
Air rifle shooter for the USA Olympic team.
Oh, Virginia. Not with that dirty mouth.
Well, you like this one.
This is my all-time favourite, this one.
Dewana Boner.
Can you please spell Dewana for me?
Not Boner? All right.
You are more competitive.
No, I've crossed that bit.
You're more competitive than Gilly.
You better not be.
Can you use it in a sentence?
You better not be Googling this. Dewana. D-E, then capital W-A-N-N-A. Dewana.
Okay, I think that's a sports person.
Wow.
Gilly's actually seen her play. She plays for the Mercury Heat.
Yeah, he was a fan.
What do they play?
Basketball.
Oh, right.
All right.
Are they up against South this weekend?
I like how she said, what do the Mercury Heat play? But she never asked about Butt Woman versus Slut Woman. Like, yeah. Buck Angel.
Buck Angel?
That's correct.
Porn.
Yes.
In 2008, 2009, and 2010, he was nominated for Best Transsexual Performer of the Year.
Oh, how terrific. I knew I'd seen some of his work.
And as a surprise, Buck Angel joins us. No. David Seaman.
Sports star, surely.
Soccer goalie for Arsenal, apparently. Kind of ironic, Arsenal. Anyway.
this is another one of my favourites.
Ivana Mandic.
She definitely does gymnastics and has inappropriate touchings from her coach.
So is that porn or sport?
A little from A, little from B.
She plays basketball for the Charlotte somethings.
So we're giving that to Vonnie, that one?
Yeah, she can have.
Well, we have a new clubhouse leader.
Get that in your Gilchrist.
Yes.
Still a couple to go. Couple to go. You might be. Herschel Savage.
Herschel Savage. He sounds like some sort of repressed golfer that likes to wear your mum's knickers.
You're having a couple of each way bets here.
Yeah,
if I'm
that
honest.
Sounds like an each way bet too. Which is it? Porn star?
No,
or athlete?
Golfer. I reckon he's a sports person.
He actually won the Avian Award for most outrageous sex scene in Perverted Stories 22.
Mm. Herschel, no.
We know you've been to the Logies. Have you ever been to the AVN Awards?
Yeah, they're less outrageous than the Logies.
And probably a better night.
Yeah, more fun people.
Yeah, less pretentious.
Joey goes to both.
Joey didn't go this year. I was gutted.
He was busy at the AVN.
Right. Actually, last year I introduced Joey to Shane Warne.
Yeah.
Oh. The best. And Campbell Brown.
Oh, Brownie. All right, final one. Kendra Lust.
Kendra Lust. Sport, like women's soccer or something.
Kendra Lust is the star of 195 sex films and recent MILF Performer of the Year in 2016. But with that in mind, you have topped Adam Gilchrist with a score of 13. Clubhouse leader, get that into your Gilchrist.
Yes. He'll be hunting you down. He'll be filthy.
Whatever you do, don't look at my browser history.
Well, as we speak, Adam Gilchrist has said he started to study porn. So,
Gilly, I just know my porn.
Is there anyone you would like to challenge to beat your score of 13? We can get online.
Yes, you know what? After shirking you, I would like to call out one Brett Finch. Because I think he reckons that you weren't allowed a phone or computer or anything in rehab, but I reckon he would have found a way, so he would have had a lot of idle time. And he would be right across the porn landscape.
Back to the old magazine days.
Well, because he's not on Twitter, we'll call out him and his offsider, Pagey, and we'll say, can they beat Vonnie's score? In the meantime, Vonnie, we thank you very much. Once again, happy birthday. Congratulations on your recent announcement.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck with the job at SBS. Is that what the announcement was?
Yeah.
Yeah. The world game. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I always love coming on. Hopefully I get to meet you in real life one day. Then it won't seem like we're weirdly internet dating.
We'll just go down to Oatley Pub.
Yes. Oh, my God. Let's go blast some people.
That's Mortal Pub.
All right.
Thank you so much, guys.
No, thank you.
Thanks, Vonnie. We'll talk to you soon.
Full credit to the boys.
Well, there you go, Sid. That's our latest applicant for the vacant third seat on Full Credit to the Boys, Yvonne Sampson.
She was pretty good, wasn't she?
Fair. We'll check her references and we'll get back to her.
Yeah. Send in your audition tapes.
And just a shout out. Good luck, Shaywom. Round 9 preview, Sid, and it's City Country Celebration Round.
As it should be.
Yeah, where teams at halftime will parade players that they will make not available for City Country.
Another great initiative from the NRL.
Thursday night, the Broncos take on the Panthers at Stinder Stadium in the Joel Clinton Cup.
The Broncos will win this comfortably.
Well, if they do, which I think they will, the Panthers, you'd nearly put a line through them, wouldn't you?
Yes, much like my old team, the Swans. We can run a line through the Panthers after Broncos smash them 13+.
Friday night, Rabbitohs v Seagulls at Chai Latte on Almond Milk Stadium this week.
Oh, nice.
In the Anthony Colella Cup. And, of course, Anthony went on to run second in Australian Idol.
Rabbitohs. Not sure you got your facts straight there, but anyway.
Rabbitohs and Seagulls, who do you like?
The Eagles will win that.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so,
yeah.
You don't sound real confident.
Don't put your last on it, but...
Shan't.
Just steal money from your mum's purse or something. Cowboys v Eels at 1300 Eggs in the Ray Have Mercy mug.
I say this every week. You're making up names now.
Ray Mercy.
Yeah. The Cowboys will win this.
The Eels will win this.
Is Thurston back?
No. Might be back for the Dogs game next week.
All right, this will go to Golden Point.
Ooh. I'll say the Eels.
Yeah, I'll say the Cowboys in Golden Point.
Saturday night, Titans, Knights, Crazy Horse Stadium in the Bo Henry Shield.
Well, isn't this a battle of the battlers?
Who are battling.
I'm going the Titans with absolutely zero certainty.
The Hayne train's back next to the plane. He will get the Knights.
Boring.
He'll hand the Knights a big defeat. The Titans will win this by plenty. Dogs v Raiders at Renovators Delight in the Drury Lowe Trophy.
Well, I've been saying the Raiders will go on a 7-game winning streak, and they lost last week.
Here they go.
They're coming back. The 7 starts from this week.
Drury Lowe. Speaking of low, the Dogs are low. I'll say the Raiders quite comfortably.
The Dogs are low. As much as I love that the Tigers beat them, the Dogs are...
Yeah, they're very disappointing.
Good choice, Woodsy.
Your pillow. Tigers v Sharks. The Tiger Sharks. Tigers v Sharks at the 8th wonder of the world in the Matthew Rick Plate.
I am going to try and get to this game, so come up and see me and I'll sign your full credit to the boys shirts. I'm going the upset here. The Tigers.
Well, that's not the upset. I'm going to go the Tigers as well.
I'll be upset if we don't win.
Very upset. The Tigers will win this.
You seem to just follow what I say.
Follow what you say. Sunday, Warriors versus the Roosters at Not So Smart in the Grant Revelli Shield.
Yes, well, the Roosters, after their last-ditch effort on Anzac Day, they will beat the Warriors in the Revelli Cup.
I'm going to go the upset here. I think the Warriors will win this.
Well, I think the Roosters will win it in Golden Point.
Warriors will win this. Kieran Foran will steer the ship to a victory. Dragons v Storm at Berkeley Oval. Come and breathe in the sulphur. Watch some footy and get your car nicked in the Junior Langy Laurel. Who do you like?
I like the Storm. I think the Dragons bubble has burst.
Yeah, I think Storm, they don't lose many, and they won't lose this. Even though they'll have to suck in the sulphur up there at Berkeley Oval.
They might not get home for 3 days because their bus will have no wheels on it. He's the last man standing, sit for long.
Last man standing. Do we still do this?
We still do the last man standing.
What happened?
Well, this is my week to gloat. My $20 went on the Storm at $1.30. So I've now got $30.80.
Wow.
Former legend, hashtag last man standing former, which I jumped on last week. I've ruined you. You had like $133.43333 recurring. You are now at zero. And because you've outlaid nothing, I've actually lost $133. But I only owe you $40 now because I grabbed $20 back. You have gone back to zero, my friend. Of course, you backed the Raiders. So I only owe you $40 now.
Okay. So who are you going this week?
I am going for the Broncos over the Panthers.
Okay.
Who are you going for?
Well, there's a rule in punting. Doesn't matter what you're betting on, it's never chase your tail. So if you've lost, don't start betting big.
Okay.
So to try and get your money back straight away. Yeah, just work slow. With that in mind, I'm going to chase me tail. And I'm backing the Warriors with my last man standing bet.
Okay.
So a bit of a roughie.
Warriors to beat the Roosters.
And that'll do us for this week.
Everyone get on hashtag Team Sid this week.
This is Brian Henderson.
I'm Alan Jones.
I'm BB Chin.
This is Kent Brockman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
The stories that will hit the headlines tomorrow.
Well, this is unlikely newspaper headlines, Sid, and this is where, well, we'll tell you the headlines that you won't see in the newspapers, and I'll kick it off.
Go.
The Cumnock Chronicle says, Josh Reynolds to bring calmness to Tigers game plan.
You're not a fan of him, are you?
What do you got?
Well, this comes from the Sussex Inlet Advocate.
Good paper. I think I subscribed to that.
Yeah?
Yep. Love it. Sudoku is very hard.
It says, Gordon Tallis and Aaron Woods seen having coffee together.
Wow. Good mates.
Unlikely.
Is Robbie there?
Unlikely.
My next one comes from the Dog Swamp Daily, who says, Queensland shitting themselves over X Factor Mitchell Pearce.
Piece of Pearce.
You got another one?
Yeah, I've got one from the Mortdale Daily.
Yep.
Mark Gasnier and Paul Gallen spotted shopping at Cronulla Chemist together.
What for? A pregnancy test, you reckon?
I'm not sure what that's for.
Well, my last one, we'll wrap it up this week, and this is from the Grong Grong Gazette.
And that's Grong Grong. That's not a place.
Next to Wagga Wagga. Grong Grong Gazette. And they said, they just, a simple headline, it says, Aaron Woods, Mr. Decisive.
Full credit to the boys.
All right, Sid, we'll finish up here and now, but before we do, who's been your dickhead of the week?
Well, my dickhead of the week this week is the West Tigers board.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, not for the reasons you probably think.
I agree anyway.
West Tigers board sent out an email to all West Tigers members this week, which I got, which said we shouldn't be booing Aaron Woods. Now, to quote the great Homer Simpson, he said, and I quote, "Marina, this ticket doesn't just buy me a seat to a Tigers game. It also gives me the right, no, the duty, to make a complete ass of myself." In the NRL, Marina, we can boo and hiss and yell out lolly legs when a player's kicking for goal. And unlike the AFL, it won't be turned into a race hate crime. Don't tell me how to barrack for my team, Marina.
Spoken and authorised by Sid Punts at Sid Punts.
Did you like that? That was kind of an extra grab mirror. But
my dickhead of the week.
Go on.
Is a bloke that's got a face like a suitcase. Gus Gould. He came out this week with an absolute ball terror of a quote. And if you haven't seen it, it was on the Channel 9 game of the day on Tuesday. On
yeah,
that
I don't
day.
Watch Channel 9.
And he said about the camera panned to a couple of women sitting in the stands. And he said, "Oh, the girls aren't watching the footy. They don't care. They're talking about other things." Now, hopefully this week, Gus might lay off the female rugby league fans and maybe just have a crack at, I don't know, immigrants or people in wheelchairs.
Which Gus Gould wants to stamp all of them out.
Maybe.
Going to the game.
That might have just crossed the line there.
Albino puff face. He's against everyone.
Welcome
he should be looking in his own backyard instead of trying to keep out people from his backyard.
I'd say have a look in the mirror, Gus, but don't do that. Who's under the pump this week, Sid?
Under the pump this week, it's not Steve. Got myself in a bit of trouble last week about Steve.
Sorry, Steve. Hello to young Steve, too. Steve Jr. It's not
true. It's a total misunderstanding. But anywho.
It's not true about your dad.
The NRL bunker is under the pump this week. It's a very easy target this week.
He's on Stinder, not Tinder.
A couple of dead set howlers coming from the $2 bajillion money pit that is the bunker. They need to get it right.
Well, under the pump this week's Australian cricket. Australia is facing a potential crisis this week after Channel 9 were told to consider axing their very costly coverage of the sport. Financial analyst UBS believes Nine should consider walking away from negotiations if a better deal isn't tabled. The existing cricket deal, they said, costs $100 million and is making $60 million. Here's the bad news, Sid.
Yep.
Any future deal that we do, we want everything, Nine's director of sport, Tom Malone, said in November. We want test matches, we want one dayers, we want internationals, 2020s, and we want the Big Bash.
Mm.
Don't let it happen. I don't want to hear Shane Warne commentating on the Big Bash. I don't want to hear any of those boys commentating on the Big Bash.
I think this is part of their problem. They're spending $40 million on no talent arse clowns. There's some money to save right there. Did you get that from our mate Pete Holland on 2NM?
No. Huh.
He did write a piece about that.
No, I didn't. But
everyone
anyway,
jump on 2NM up in
you were supposed to ring me that Newcastle couple of weeks way. Ago, that bloke. What happened to him?
Nah, he's a good bloke. He's a good mate of mine.
All right. Thank you for those that have listened to us on Eon Sports Radio. Thank you to those who have downloaded the sealed section on iTunes. Thank you to our newest applicant for a job, Yvonne Sampson.
She was pretty good.
If you haven't heard it on Eon Sports, you will in a couple of weeks. Until then, keep smiling.
And bye for now.
And it's good night from him.
And it's good night from me.
Good night.
You're playing games with my heart. I got a lot, but I ain't got all night. Let's get it started.
started it a bit.